Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. I was sitting at my desk, and I just happened to glance a framed photograph, which was personally signed by all the cast members from the TV series Frasier, one of my all-time favorites. Frasier was a radio psychiatrist who would end each program encouraging his listeners to enjoy good mental health. Let's talk about how you and I, all of us, can experience the seven keys to good mental and spiritual health.
Hallelujah.
Number one, so simple. Keep your focus on Jesus.
Amen.
The first step should go without saying, honey. It really should.
That's right.
If our focus is on Jesus, then we will enjoy good mental and spiritual health. Here's the question. Does Jesus get or want our prime time or the dregs of the day?
In Proverbs 8:17, it says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me.
What's the first thing you do each morning? If your employment requires shift work, then your morning is whenever you wake up to begin your day. Is your quiet time with the Lord sacrificed when you decide to sleep late or oversleep? How should we awaken each morning? The answer is found in Proverbs 8:32-35.
Proverbs 8:32-35 in the Message Bible says, so my dear friends, listen carefully. Those who embrace these my ways are most blessed. Mark a life of discipline and live wisely. Don't squander your precious life. Bless the man, bless the woman who listens to me, awake and ready for me each morning, alert and responsive as I start my day's work. When you find me, you find life, real life, to say nothing of God's good pleasure.
Let me just tell you, the first thing you need to do in the morning is not get Folgers in a cup.
Hey, I'm kidding. I don't drink Folgers. But
first thing you need to do, you need to be excited, pumped up, ready to get in the presence, His presence. Hallelujah. That's what you should do.
Amen. Number two, eliminate anything that drains your energy. I am an organized person. I have things where I like them, and I like to go there and find that they're there. However, I've come out of a season or two, especially when you have four kids, where, you know, my time was just not my own, and I had more attachments than a vacuum cleaner and way too many distractions. But you know what? As a result of that, you know, my private time and quiet time with the Lord seemed to always get interrupted. But, you know, the Lord knew what was going on in my life. And the thing that I discovered was really that I could situate my time around where I could actually find the time to spend with the Lord. And as it says in 1 Corinthians 14:40, let all things be done decently and in order. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for order comes from the root word tasso. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, but hey, it's Greek. Greek to me. But it means to place in a certain order, to arrange, to assign a place, to appoint. So really, I had to learn to be smart with my time. Touching a letter, a bill, an email more than once, that just wastes your time. You deal with it and go on. So ask yourself this question. Could I do what I'm doing more effectively and with less effort, thus allowing myself to maximize my time and my energy?
Here's the bottom line. Your Heavenly Father wants you to be effective. And if you ask Him, He'll tell you how to maximize your time. He'll reveal things that you can do to do just that.
And even when it's interrupted, like with young children, and some people are.
And he'll make it up.
God will allow you to know that he understands when you're putting forth your best effort.
Number three, discipline your memory. 2 Timothy 3:16. 2 Timothy 3:16, Classic Amplified. Every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, and profitable for his instruction, for reproof and correction of sin, for correction of error and discipline and obedience, and for training in righteousness and holy living, conformity to God's will and thought, action, and purpose. Ask God to help you develop a, memory control, where you can only focus on the pure, the powerful, and the positive from the Word of God. Recall your victories, your breakthroughs. Forget about the things that didn't work and never, ever relive past failures. Ephesians 4:23 and 24, Classic Amplified. And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental, spiritual attitude. And put on the new nature, the regenerate self, created in God's image, Godlike, in true righteousness and holiness. Here's a question. What do you do when negative thoughts strike, enter your mind? Answer's real simple. Send the Word of God to answer the door. Over the past 2,224 Rich Thoughts for Breakfast calls, we've shared how you are to respond and retaliate to negative, even sinful thoughts. When unwanted thoughts pop in your head, begin praying for your family and friends who are lost to be born again. I personally guarantee you, this exercise will purify your thought process immediately. If you tried this strategy and it worked, send me an email or a letter to let me know how good it worked.
Number four, practice thanksgiving every day. It's really a great habit to get into. Thanksgiving should be something that we initiate. Leviticus 22:29 says, "And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will." So we need to write down every day what we have to be thankful for. In Psalm 26:7, I love the word, Psalm 26:7, it says, "That I may publish in with a voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works." Words of thanksgiving will definitely get you out of the dumps, because God is just so worthy to be praised. And the more you praise him and the more you see things around you, the more you just want to praise him. Jeremiah 30 verse 18 in the Message Bible says, "Thanksgivings will pour out the windows, laughter will spill through the doors, things will get better and better, depression days are over."
Hallelujah.
And have a daily attitude of thanksgiving and let God know what you want. He says let him know what you want. In Philippians 4:6 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "Do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving, praising him, thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God." Hallelujah.
Number five, so what? That's the title of number five. So what? Have you ever had things or circumstances that annoyed you? Or maybe even people who rubbed you the wrong way? Perhaps you should give greater meaning to the phrase, so what? They messed up my hotel reservation, so we didn't get the oceanfront room. So what? Somebody cut me off in traffic today, and then they had the nerve. Well, you know what to do sometimes when people get mad. So what? Practice driving like you're on vacation. It will relax your attitude. Plus, rude or negative people should never be able to create a knot in your stomach or frustration in your life. Or maybe the saying, I can't believe they said that about me. A properly administered response of so what will keep you from sweating the small stuff. Years ago, I did a teaching entitled, Elephants Don't Bite, But Mosquitoes Do. It's the little things that will aggravate you beyond what you even thought possible.
That is so true.
Minor irritations, when allowed to fester, will effectively wipe you out. Proverbs 24:10 in the Message Bible. If you fall to pieces in a crisis, then there wasn't much to you in the first place. Here's the bottom line on how we need to handle things. There's a great answer in Proverbs 3:5-6. Proverbs 3:5-6 in the Living Bible. If you want favor with both God and man, and a reputation for good judgment and common sense, then trust the Lord completely. Don't ever trust yourself. In everything you do, put God first, and He will direct you and crown your efforts with success. So what do we need to worry about? God's got our back.
Amen and hallelujah. Number 6, concentrate on being a giver. I can't talk about mental health. Actually, we can't, because this is one of Harold's favorites too, without mentioning Dr. Carl Menninger. He was the leader in the field of mental health a long time ago. And someone once asked him, what would you advise a person to do if they were on the verge of a nervous breakdown? Now, you know, since he was just so profound in this psychological insight, they expected some, you know, psychological profound statement. However, without even questioning, he looked the guy straight in the eye and said, you know what? Leave your house, go across the railroad tracks, and find someone in need and do something good to help that person out. Helping others, giving of our time and resources in the middle of whatever we're facing, not only takes our eyes off the problem, but squarely allows us to give of ourselves and be good to someone else. And that way you can feel good about yourself, because you are actually giving of yourself. Ephesians 6:8, very well-known scripture that we talk about a lot, don't we, honey?
We do.
Because it's not only a powerful verse in the Bible, it really describes the essence of who we are here at the Debt-Free Army. The Amplified Bible translation says, knowing that for whatever good anyone does, he will receive his reward from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. I could preach on that.
Yep.
Giving of ourselves, our time, and see what we get in return. What we do for others, God will do for us. And that's really the best prescription we'll ever find for really good mental and truly spiritual
health. You're right. Number 7, believe in yourself. No matter how many times you've blown it, no matter how many times you've thought or said, I'll do better next time, but you don't, never stop believing in yourself. Let me say that again. Never stop believing in yourself. Sugar Ray Robinson, who is often referred to as the greatest boxer of all times, once said, to be a champion, you have to believe in yourself when no one else will. Let me just tell you, life may have knocked you down, but you're not out for the count. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, who authored The Power of Positive Thinking, once said, believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you cannot be successful or happy. One last scripture, Galatians 6:4, God's Word Translation. Each of you must examine your own actions. Then you can be proud of your own accomplishments without comparing yourselves to others. People may doubt or question what you say, but they will believe what you do.
That's true, and amen.
Amen. Think about it. Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching at the top, where it says, sow a seed, Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Until tomorrow morning.
On a beautiful Sunday.
Yes. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.